Beautiful. There's that slight chance of a shower. Isn't there always? Yeah. Could come. Otherwise, we got pool weather like crazy. And wiener dog parade weather. Crystal Wilson is our guest. She's co-founder, president of Shave for the Brave, which raises money for veterans to go on the honor flight of the Quad Cities out to Washington, D.C. Along with her on the board is Justin Johnston. Justin, where are you from here in this area?
I'm from Galesburg originally. Galesburg native.
Yeah, spent some time out in Texas.
Yep, my wife and I were relocated to Texas after the tornado in Washington. We'd spent the previous 10 years in Washington, Illinois. And
did it wipe you out?
No, we were a little bit damaged, but very blessed.
Yeah.
Got out just fine.
That town has come back amazing.
Amazing. Still have lots and lots of friends there, and it is a whole new community.
Washington, Illinois, we're talking about. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, back, and you wanted to get involved?
Absolutely.
Right away, and you did.
We did, yes.
Yeah. Why Shave for the Brave?
Just, cause is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
You know, obviously couldn't think of a better way to help out than to honor our veterans.
And did you say Grandpa was in?
I did. I had a grandfather in the Korean War.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, this community has just bounced around this cause greatly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's amazing to watch the amount of money that pours in to send these guys to D.C. and to go to the Quad Cities and watch these flights come back in is just such an emotional experience.
Yeah.
I mean, as we've said before, the closure that these gentlemen get and the welcome home that some of them may have never gotten is just extraordinary.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah, because a lot of them that I got to go on a flight with Crystal and interview these guys and talk to them and a lot of them said, almost every one of them said, especially the Vietnam guys, we did not get a welcome at home. Some said they were spit on their uniforms walking through airports. So to see it now, they're so happy to, and their eyes well up too when they talk about it, to see it now, just the little kids waving their flags in the Quad Cities when we left. Then when we got to Dallas in Washington, the airport there, the groups came out and welcomed in. And then when we left Washington, D.C., and then when we got to the Quad Cities, Justin, you've seen that. Thousands of people in that little airport.
Extremely touching experience.
Yeah.
Little kids, adults.
Yeah.
I mean, friends and family,
yep.
People that don't know them at all.
Balloons, teddy bears.
Oh, it's an amazing experience. It's like a parade right through the middle of the airport.
And if we were outside, there'd be fireworks.
Yes.
Yeah, there would be. Crystal Wilson is here. And to make those flights happen, you got to raise money. And Crystal, you do it in a very fun way. Tell us about some of the ways. The first Beards and Brews event, Iron Spike, about 2.5 years ago. The second year, Downtown Galesburg. You took over Downtown Galesburg. That was awesome. Raised a lot of money. And this year, third annual Beards and Brews. And you have these fun events to raise this money. This is a shave event for guys and girls. Now, girls, of course, don't have beards, but you can make a beard and still collect some money and give to the Honor Flight of the Quad Cities.
Yeah, if we, organizations like ourselves, do not raise money, then the Honor Flight, you know, they don't fly veterans because it's not nationally or state funded.
Right.
So, there's a lot of organizations around the area that raise a lot of money for the Honor Flight, and we're one of their platinum sponsors. And third annual is going to be this year at the Knox County Fairgrounds.
I think you found a great site.
I think so, too. We needed something that was able, in case it rains, we can go inside.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want the barber or the hairstylist tools to get ruined, nor the equipment of the bands or the, you know, stage and the speakers and all that. So
you are a stickler for details. She is. And the right woman in the right position. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And seriously, I mean, just thinking about little things like that, a lot of organizers, they don't think about that. They're just like, I hope it goes well. I hope everybody does their job. But that's awesome. So, and many bands, so much food that, I mean, come hungry next Saturday at the Knox County Fairgrounds. And if you got a beard, you just got, the minimum is $100 to raise.
Yep, it's just $100. And if somebody does want to participate, we do ask that they call us beforehand. You can sign up that day.
Yeah.
But we like to know who's shaving. We fill out a form. They get a little gift.
Yeah.
We actually talk to them about, you know, what do they want done? So that way we can prepare the barbers and the hairstylists as well. So it's all timed as well.
Well, and then they go around at the event. You can go around if you got a beard and collect that $100 from your neighbors and your family. Say, hey, I'm going to Shave for the Brave, I'm raising money for veterans. Boom, right there, the wallet comes out. It really
does.
Or the checkbook. And then come with your $100. Or like Crystal said, if you can't do any of that, come with your beard that day and sign up. But I remember witnessing last year's event, a little kid came up and somebody in his family. Tell us about that kid.
Yeah. Well, and I want to make it really clear, too. You don't have to shave.
Yeah, you don't have to shave.
You can trim. You could do nothing.
Yeah.
You could just donate the money.
Yeah.
You might get booed in that chair. I'm not going to say that you won't.
Yeah.
And girls can get 4 inches or more cut off.
Take the ponytail off.
Yeah, ponytail. We'll just cut that off. And if it's virgin hair, we'll give it back to Locks of Love or another charity that you want it to go to.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a double whammy. But last year was really emotional. My friend Nick Craniac was a good friend of mine, and he was on our committee. He was actually one of my best friends, and he was killed in a single car accident.
Right.
Actually, the day that we announced our 50,000. So I still had to go to Iron Spike and reveal our 50,000, knowing that my best friend had just died that morning.
And this little kid was his nephew?
This was his nephew.
Went up on stage at 7, 8 years old.
Actually, I think he was 5 or 6
then. Oh, wow.
And he goes, Mom, I want to shave for Uncle Nick, because his grandfather was.
Yeah.
Nick's dad was shaving for in honor of him, and so were many of his friends. It was a very emotional year for me, and that event was really emotional because Nick was excited and supposed to be there, and he was going to shave at Backroads. He said, Mom, I want to shave, and she reached out to me and said, hey, Crystal, can we get him up there? And I was like, absolutely.
He got up on stage, and I don't know how much money he had in the beginning. I think it was maybe zero.
Nothing.
And then people brought up. He
raised over $500. He sent a veteran.
In about 8 minutes.
8 minutes. I mean, it was
great.
I still have chills because it showed that younger generation wanting to help. I mean, I know it was for his, you know, for his uncle, Nick, but that's what we really hope that we instill as well. There's two kind of goals that we have. We want to send veterans, but we want to make sure that those younger generation still support our veterans.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a huge showing of that.
Yeah. Crystal Wilson with Shave for the Brave, and Justin Johnson here this morning. Justin, no beard to speak of. You're finally shaved, unlike me, this morning. But what amazes you when you see this event? And all these people coming forth to help out these veterans.
Well, it's all walks of life.
I mean,
there is no boundaries when it comes to this event. Everybody comes together to help our veterans, and they're just there to honor the sacrifice that all those gentlemen have made for us. And it just brings everyone together. It's a great event. Lots and lots of people. There'll be lots and lots of food and vendors.
You're on the board. At these events, you get to talk to these veterans, and do they chew your ear and say, this is amazing?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. There were motorcycle gangs there last year of guys that were, what are they called? Freedom riders.
Yeah,
and those guys that were there, and got to talk to a lot of those last year, and absolutely amazing experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear their stories and to hear how grateful they are for us, the younger generation, to be stepping in and doing this. And
when we bring veterans together with other veterans, that's what they love. That's
absolutely
who they tell their stories to. Your dad's, I wouldn't say a rare case, he loves telling these stories of
the
war. But
yep.
Some guys, they'll only speak, they won't speak of that to maybe their wife and their kids, but they will to another veteran. So that's pretty amazing. Just another great reason that you never know who you're standing next to. But if they don't know each other, they're veterans. They know each other.
Exactly.
Yep. Shave for the Brave, Beards and Brews, sending veterans aboard the Honor Flight of the Quad Cities. How much money is it 4 years now?
It is. Well, let me think. 2014, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, we're on.
How much total money have you raised?
We raised around 84,000 so far.
And it costs 50 grand to fill up an entire plane.
Yep.
And you did that last October. We're going to talk about that next on WGIL, Galesburg Live, with my guests Justin Johnston and Crystal Wilson are here with Shave for the Brave. Beards and Brews at the Knox County Fairgrounds coming up next Saturday. Bands galore, motorcycle show from 4 to 8, a party bus so you can go to other stops, free admission, rain or shine. You're covered if it does start raining, and all ages welcome. This, my friend, is a family event, raising money money for our greatest American heroes. Shave for the Brave. More with them coming up on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.